We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Here comes Granlund moving back in. He stops in the right corner, sends it back to the slot. Score! Jake Walman gets the pass from Granlund and makes it a 3-2 game. And for Mikael Granlund, that is career assist number 400 and a big goal by Walman, his second of the year. The score now is Dallas 3, the Sharks 2. Empty net though, Dallas comes up. Johnston, the center, throws to the left. It's an empty net for a Hintz, he scores. After all of that, the Sharks came so close to tying it up, but the puck just couldn't go in. And Roope Hintz back the other way, puts it into the empty cage. And now we've got another injured Sharks player on the ice. And that's Jake Walman over here. He's getting up awfully slowly. And now making his way under his own power as Mackenzie Blackwood came over to check him out. But Roope Hintz gets his second point of the night. This is a goal into the empty net, making it 4-2 Dallas at 18:33 of the third period.
Yeah, we've talked about that, right? We're not going to quit. We'll never give up. We had a decent push there in the third, 6-on-5. Had some opportunities there. But again, we shoot ourselves in the foot and goals that we give up that are completely preventable. And until we learn how to play the National Hockey League against really good second period teams, which are most teams know how to transition in the second period, we're going to be fighting this uphill battle in games. And we have to learn how to manage pucks to the neutral zone, how to line change, how to do, you know, just play with smarter, more detail in our game and just be smarter throughout our shifts.
All right, good afternoon, everyone, and hello as we get set for the San Jose Sharks to take on the St. Louis Blues. The second night of a back-to-back for San Jose on the road before they come home for the big jumbo special on Saturday when we celebrate Joe Thornton, one of the all-time greats in San Jose Sharks history. I think we're all very, very excited to celebrate Jumbo, but I think we're all very, very excited for tonight's game for a couple of reasons. One is that we are going to be getting the debut in a San Jose Sharks jersey of Yaroslav Askarov, the big offseason acquisition in terms of the prospect pipeline, essentially turning Tomas Hertl's trade to Vegas into the up-and-coming stud goalie from Nashville. So this is a big moment for San Jose, because we've been getting a look at Macklin Celebrini. We've been getting a look at Will Smith. We've been getting a look at Henry Thrun. We've been getting a look at William Eklund. You know, this, all these core players of what we're looking at for the future, we're getting more and more to know. And obviously, it's not like we hadn't seen William Eklund for a while, but, you know, we now see more and more of what his game can do, especially on a team that's not at the bottom of the barrel in the NHL. The Sharks, as of late, have been pretty decent, I think, for lack of a better term, and watching him get the most out of his game and respond after he was asked to do so by his head coach, watching Mikael Granlund be a very high-level player. You know, these are just the things that are fun about the San Jose Sharks right now. And then you add into the mix Askarov, who we've all been dying to see. And, you know, I've been talking about it. I called 6 games for the Barracuda, filling in for Nick Nolenberger while he was dealing with the birth of his child. And I'm sure he's not done dealing with it either. He's still in the thick of it right now. So how's the sleep, Noli? Cheers to you and your coffee. But for what I saw, he was not perfect by any means, and I don't think he should be at such a young age. But I do think that his ability was clearly world-class. And I'm not saying that to be, you know, just a homer or hyperbolic. No, when he would make a save, he would snap back into position and his rebound control was good. And it's like he knew exactly where the puck was going to go. And it's like he knew exactly what he was supposed to do in every given situation. There was one situation where the Sharks were on the power play. The puck came back into his end. There was a shot on goal. He made the save, put it down on the ice, and then kicked it up right on the wing to find, I believe, Colin Graf on an attack for San Jose. And it's those things where you're like, wow, he's seen the game in real time, almost like a seasoned veteran. And those are the things that you don't always see from goalie prospects. It takes some time at the NHL level to see them get to that level. So watching it from him at already such a young age, that's pretty fun. And to see him develop and to watch him have all that raw ability, I mean, the speed, the quickness, the athleticism, the setup, cutting down the angles, you know, just watching him be able to do all those at such a young age. Nashville knows how to develop goalies. We know that very clearly. So right now, we are getting our look at Yaroslav Askarov. We're on the cusp of doing so. That's what Ryan Warsawski said this morning when he spoke with the media, and I don't think anything's going to change. And I don't want this to any way, shape, or form be some sort of, oh, you know, Vitek got hurt. It's like, no, it's crappy that he got hurt because Vitek Vanacek had been playing very well for the San Jose Sharks, and I want to see those guys rewarded. But right now, he took a knock, which is what we were expecting would happen at some point from this goalie situation, because goalies do get hurt. I've watched enough hockey to know that that is always the case. And now we're going to get this look at Yaroslav Askarov, and it's another peek at the future. A couple other changes going into tonight's lineup. Will Smith is going to be out. This is part of his plan in terms of how they are developing him and how they are resting him, which on the second night of a back-to-back makes sense. And I'm sure that there is a desire to have him at his best for the jumbo night. Not that I think that's playing too much into their plans, but they're probably thinking, hey, let's make sure we can bring out, you know, all the stars for what's going to be a sellout game. And again, that's just my own. No one's saying that to me. That's just my take. But I think that they also recognize, like, hey, he's been playing a lot of hockey lately. He's been playing better. Let's give him a rest and then see how he responds on Saturday night. Also, Henry Thrun is being pulled out of the lineup for this game. And, you know, I think that Henry Thrun right now is guilty of trying to do too much. We'll get into some of the audio from head coach Ryan Warsawski in a little bit here. But I think that Henry Thrun was maybe guilty of doing a little bit too much or trying to do too much and maybe getting himself caught out in some bad situations. But that's understandable. He's young in his NHL career. He is still a developing player as well. But you are going to see Giovanni Smith inserted back into the lineup. And I hope that Giovanni brings his physicality and athleticism. And I know that he's a pro's pro, a veteran for a reason. So I'm excited to see what he can bring to the game tonight. And you're also getting Jack Thompson back into the lineup. And Jack had played very well for the Sharks while he got that opportunity. And I'm excited to see what he can do next because I liked what I saw from him. I thought that he brought offense to the table. I thought that he brought good instincts. I thought that he just played a very well-balanced game. Like, he was not the cause of problems. He was not being, you know, focused in on. And I know that you might say, well, we weren't really talking about him that much when he wasn't scoring, but that's kind of what you want from a blue liner. You want him to quietly go about his work, shutting guys down, you know, just doing his job. And I think for a young guy in the NHL who's getting his first handful of experience, you know, he's had a cup of coffee before, but now he's getting more of an extended look. You don't want him to be making noise. You just want him to do his job. And I think right now, that's exciting to see from him. So those are the changes. You've got Thrun and Will Smith out, Giovanni Smith and Jack Thompson in, and then also Yaroslav Askarov will be making his debut for the San Jose Sharks in net tonight. An exciting, exciting moment for him, an exciting moment for the franchise, and one we all knew would come eventually. It's unfortunate that Vitek got hurt, and this is how it's happening so soon, but Vitek has not been placed on IR. He is day-to-day right now, so hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. I would not be surprised if we look ahead at the schedule that if it was McKenzie getting the starts on Saturday nights, and then Vitek Vanacek potentially back for that Monday night game hosting LA. Obviously, I'm just speculating, but that would kind of be my relative expectation going into that game. Let's take a look at the standings right now across the league. Chicago is at the bottom. They have 13 points, 6-12-1. Then Nashville, 6-11-3, which I got to say, that's probably the surprise of the early NHL season. And then San Jose right now at 6-11-4 with 16 points. They are tied in points with Montreal, with Detroit, and Columbus. And then you see St. Louis, as well as Utah and Ottawa, just 1 point ahead of where San Jose is. Then you have Pittsburgh, the Flyers, and Anaheim. Then you have Boston, who of course just made the change at head coach, followed by the Islanders and Sabres, all with 19. Then you have the Avs with 20 points, with 21. You've got Seattle and Vancouver and Tampa, 22. Edmonton, 23. The Kings, as well as the Flames, 24. You are looking at the Knights and the Stars. The Panthers have 25, as do the Rangers. The Devils and the Leafs have 26. The Wild have 27, as do the Caps. The Canes have 28, and at the top, it is Winnipeg with 32 points. And yes, they do have twice the points of San Jose, but I think it's important to note that San Jose is not at the bottom of the league, and they're only 1 point back of tonight's opponent going up against St. Louis, and a win today could potentially have them, you know, tied with teams that are, you know, in 23rd, 22nd, 21st in the league. So San Jose showing signs of growth overall, and as we often talk about, it's never going to be a linear progression. It's one step, two steps forward, one step back, two steps back, then maybe three steps forward, then a step back, a step forward, a step back, a step forward. And I think the breakouts last night and puck management and zone entry through the neutral zone and into the O zone, That's the big issue that I'm going to be looking at for San Jose tonight in terms of what they needed to improve upon from a game ago, because they turned the puck over in the neutral zone. They were not clean with their entries. They gave the team, a good team like Dallas, far too many chances. They turned the puck over. That's got to be the correction from last night's game into tonight's game. Now, you go beyond that, you start looking at the shot volume. They had 9, 6, and 6. That's got to go up for San Jose. Got to be more aggressive. The power play needs to be more aggressive. I would hope that also going into the first game that you do not, or into the first period, you do not take multiple penalties again, because that was a problem for San Jose, even though they killed them all. But you don't want to tire yourself out early and on the road. And then another thing that snuck in, not, you know, early in the game, because it wasn't a first minute goal in the first period, but first minute goal in the second period, those are things that San Jose has had trouble with off and on this year. And those things are going to sneak back in. They're also going to have games where they get behind early in games, just like we've seen previously. And the penalties have mostly been cut down for San Jose. But I think, again, these are things you're watching that are going to creep back into their game. But how quickly do they kill it? They had 3 penalties in that first period yesterday, but it didn't turn into a 5, 6, 7 penalty game for them. They were able to cut it down. I think they only had 1 more after that point, which, you know, I know that I'm not the only one who thought the Sharks, especially in the third period, could have drawn a couple more power plays, but, you know, that's the game as it was going. But, you know, that was a good side for San Jose. They stopped the bleeding after getting called for penalties early. You go beyond that, and then you start looking at something to the extent that they got behind early, quickly got themselves back into it. Even though Dallas took control of the game in the second period, they only took to control by a 2-goal lead, of which some people will say is the most dangerous lead in hockey. I do not agree with that. But I will just say that that is a, you know, it's San Jose improving, and sometimes the improvement is still going to show itself by way of a loss, but those are things that I'm willing to deal with right now as San Jose continues to find itself in this young season. And again, St. Louis is only 1 point ahead and 2 more wins of the Sharks right now. I'm excited to see what San Jose does against this St. Louis team. I think this is a winnable game, and I would love to see them split this road trip, go 500 on a back-to-back with Dallas and St. Louis, two difficult opponents, and then come back with some momentum going into this game on Saturday night in which they honor Joe Thornton. But let's get into some of the sound this morning from head coach Ryan Warsofsky talking about the lineup changes, and he was asked what he has seen from Jack Thompson and why Henry Thrun is coming out of the lineup.
I think, you know, Tomer gives us some good puck moving ability back there. Obviously, we struggled with breakouts last night. You know, I think Henry's a young defenseman that's learning to play at this level consistently. And it's, I think he's been a little bit inconsistent at times. The game sped up on him a little bit. So just a little bit more of a reset. You know, and I think that's kind of the biggest thing.
And I think it can be good for players to take it in from up above, watch the game, see things, try and identify aspects that you've been told you need to improve upon. And then also, because the game is sped up on him, as was alluded to by Ryan Warsofsky, he's got to slow it down in his mind. And sometimes taking that top-down view is the way you do so. But to what he said about Jack Thompson, I think we liked what we saw from Jack Thompson, and it's exciting to get him back into the lineup. Warzy was also asked about more consistency from the team, especially in the breakouts. It was asked if that was something they were focusing on this morning. They didn't get onto the ice, but he did talk about how it was addressed.
We had 2 meetings, addressed it, along with a few other things. So obviously with our schedule, it's difficult to get on the ice. We haven't practiced in a while here. Morning skates, you can only do so much as well. So we have to learn in the classroom. We have to learn in our video sessions individually and collectively as a group, from our breakouts to our D zone, our forecheck, you know, all the little bit of our issues in our game right now, and be more consistent with all of those things.
And consistency as a point of emphasis has got to be something that he's looking at, because there is a relative inconsistency with San Jose beyond their ability to get back into the game, or beyond the ability to, you know, fight to keep themselves in a game. I think right now he's looking at more of the little things. I think consistency is how you find more wins. It's not like there's been a specific formula for San Jose to get wins up to this point. So for Ryan Warsofsky, he has to identify, okay, what do we do in this instance? How do we get these guys rolling? What can we figure out that they're doing wrong in the buildup, in the breakout, that we can find a way for them to maybe simplify and do it with more ease? And those are things that you can start honing in on, and you can start kind of getting repetitive with, so that they are something you can carry forward into future games. Warsofsky was also asked about matching the intensity and physicality of St. Louis being a bigger and heavier team.
well, we got to be physical. We got to move pucks. We got to execute our breakouts. We can't let them get us down low and underneath the top of the circles and get us hemmed in our own end by our puck play. That's really what it's going to come down to.
Another question that was asked to Warsawski at the end of his morning press availability was, you know, seeing that core of San Jose for the future with Eklund and Zetterlund and Askarov and Macklin, Celebrini, and so forth. And this is what Warzo had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen it since the beginning of the year that there's some good players coming even down in the CUDA. There's some good prospects and through juniors, and the Knicks done a good job and his staff of drafting some really good players, and we're starting to turn the corner. But now that the guys that are here, we got to continue to push them to get better and improve every single day, whether we're on the ice for practice or it's a classroom video session. We need to individually start getting better. That's from Macklin to Thompson to Henry to Eklund. It doesn't matter. Ruda, every player needs to continue to improve.
And that is everyone. I know that we're all over the moon about Macklin, but he needs to improve as well. Jan Ruda, he needs to improve as well. Mario Ferraro, he needs to improve as well. I mean, it just, the message across the board is that everybody needs to be better. It's not like the San Jose Sharks, by way of being, you know, 6-11-4, have figured everything out. They are still trying to figure it out in real time. They are not at the bottom of the league, which is a step forward for where they were compared to a year ago. But, you know, right now, I think they got to focus on the task at hand. It's not about so much the future. It's not about Askarov. It's about the team. Now, we might be excited for the future of an Askarov, a Macklin, a Will Smith, a Jack Thompson, a Fabian Zetterlund, a Will Eklund. That's all, of course, part of what we're, you know, getting ready for. But right now, the San Jose Sharks have to figure out how they're going to be a more consistent team. You know, they are 4-4-2 in their last 10 games. It's better, but it's not, you know, what we would associate with a winning hockey team in the NHL. And even though we're all happy that the Sharks are a better team, I can guarantee Ryan Warsawski would tell you that he's more interested in being a winning team. Now, along the way, you have to be better. That's why he's focusing on things like the breakout. You know, that's why he's focusing on everybody being better, because the results up to this point have not been, you know, in line with their expectations. Now, you know, they have an opportunity here tonight against a St. Louis team to walk away with a point or two. And so you've got to ask yourself, what are they doing going into this game to take advantage of that opportunity? How are they going to play in the first 10 minutes when they know their legs might be a little tired and it takes them a little bit of time to get moving? What are they going to do defensively to make sure that Yaroslav Askarov is able to play his best game and make sure that he's not getting peppered with shots and doing too much work early on, that he's able to settle into the game? These are the things that I'm waiting for with San Jose to see if they are able to play more of that quote-unquote complete game. I know playing a, you know, a 60-minute game is nearly impossible for a team like San Jose, but, you know, right now, San Jose's got to be working on playing more than what they've done previously up to this point, where it's back and forth and getting behind and coming back. They're not controlling a full 60 minutes of a game. You know, this is one where they'd like to see that in front of them, and I would hope that Yaroslav Askarov is able to do that with the right tools in front of him. He's able to maximize his abilities. And I would hope that San Jose can give a great performance in front of him so that that happens. Now, we don't know if that's going to occur, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be excited about tonight, but there's a lot to be excited about with the team in general, playing better. Now, better is a low bar to clear, but better is where you want things to be headed, because it's, you know, we've seen the other side of it. We've seen the blowout losses. We've seen the losing streaks, and that's what we want San Jose to move beyond right now. San Jose is looking for a win again. They lost last night. That's coming after a win against Detroit at home. Okay, let's see what happens. Can they find themselves a step forward on the road and pick up their third road win of the year? I think that's what all of us are waiting for. But we are just about out of time. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning on Morning Tide. Our pregame coverage starts at 4:30 today. Our go time is 5 o'clock as the San Jose Sharks take on the St. Louis Blues, looking to split a 2-game back-to-back road trip before they come home on Saturday night. Saturday, a big, big game. All right, for the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.
43 seconds left on the power play. Can the Sharks clear it? Good job by Eklund. Flips it forward. It's going to be a break. Right up the middle for Granlund. Short-handed shoots. He scores! Mikhail Granlund, an unbelievable effort. He had a man draped all over him from his own blue line all the way down the ice. shorthanded goal with 1:16 left in the period, and this game is tied 1-1.